Radio Wokey.
So we're joined in a very packed Radio Wokey studio by Becky Spivey and also Andrew as well, who is
one of our many fans.
We love you all equally, but Andrew is one of our super fans. Andrew, how long have you been listening to us on Radio Wokey?
He's thinking now.
Many years. There you go. Always a question.
But
Beatles
the
song.
Good thing was, he used to always listen to John and listen to Sunday because he knew John was up. But then last year, I met Andrew at Tea on the Rake, and Andrew, you've ticked my bucket list because I always wanted that moment where someone goes, "It's him." I know that voice, is he? He's off the radio.
Was Matt eating lots of cake at Teas on the Rick? Well, okay. All the secrets are coming out now. I saw the pictures.
I went past Andrew and he went, "I know that voice. It's the man off Radio Wokey. It's Matt." And then Alexandra said, "You better go and say hello." So he heard Alexandra's voice and he went, "It's the lady that does the travel."
You were a little bit starstruck, weren't you? And now you're just taking your internet-connected device and you're listening to us on holidays and every Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Brilliant.
And Andrew has one more claim to fame, which we have to talk about. The fact that when I first started on Radio Wokey about 5 years ago, there was a handful of Beatles songs, probably about 10. We've now, thanks to Andrew requesting Beatles every week, got over 40. They added more to the system.
We went to the big managers at Radio Wokey. We said, "Andrew wants Beatles songs. We need to buy some more." So quickly, frantically downloaded them. Because it got a bit embarrassing. It's like, "Can I have a Beatles song?" We haven't got that one. Now we have, hopefully. So, yes, we're going
to
play.
Now he's going to test us and see if we have.
So, yes, I'm sure we'll chat to you throughout the next hour. Let's go. How's it like? What's it like to be in the studio?
Nerve-wracking. You'll be fine.
You're amongst friends here. It's fine.
But the big reason you're here is because Andrew convinced his sister Becky to put herself in the ballot for the London Marathon. She got a place and will be this time next week running the London Marathon.
Will, exactly.
1 week away, just saying.
Exactly. My start time is actually 11:07. I've had my start time emailed to me. So, I will be just starting around about now.
Wow.
I know.
You'll be fine.
How are you feeling about it then, a week to go?
I'm really nervous, actually. It's my first marathon and I've not been running for very long at all. I've put in the training, months and months of running the roads all around Guildford and Woking, hours and hours. So I'm hoping that stands me in good stead and I'll be, I'll get to that finish line next Sunday, albeit slowly, probably. Yeah. But I just want to finish.
I'm sure it's, I've never done a marathon, but I imagine it'll be one of those things where, you're kind of, thinking about it and maybe getting anxious about it, understanding. But then when you're actually there, you're doing it, you kind of get it caught up in the moment and the crowd.
You probably more have to think to yourself, I need to slow down. I'm very excited or I won't get to the end.
I've heard this. A lot of people have said to me, you'll be so high on adrenaline when you get there and the crowds will be really cheering you that actually you'll run like the quickest sort of first mile of your entire life. But you've really got to tell yourself not to, and to really, to be really slow and pace yourself. Everybody keeps telling me to pace yourself, go slow. So, I will have that in my head.
So let's talk about the process then of, actually taking part in the marathon and how it all started. So we mentioned that Andrew persuaded you to support Fab, and we'll talk more about that. But so what happens? You put your name in a ballot. So talk through that process.
So I watched the London Marathon on TV with my eldest daughter, Isla, who's 11 years old and absolutely loves to run, as do all my Amber and Rosie as well. She said to me, "Mummy, one day I'm going to run the marathon." And my husband has actually put in 4 or 5 times before in the public ballot, never ever got a place. Oh. I know, and he's the runner. No, don't, because he's the runner as well. He's run half marathons. He's really, really good as well. He's really good. So he's put in for years and years and years. I come along on a whim, and I go, "Oh, yeah, should Mummy put in?" And I'm sitting there and I'm going, yeah, let's put in. I'll probably never get a place. It's 1 in 20 chance. Never get a place. First time I've entered. 4 weeks later, I get the email and it just pops up, "You're in."
And what was going through your mind when you get that, "You're in, it's actually going to happen, you're actually going to do the marathon"?
I was terrified, actually, because my husband had put in a never got it. I really didn't think I would. So it was a mixture of, yeah, like, I was excited as well. So, you know, having a goal and, you know, running for the Fab and running for Parkinson's for my mum as well was obviously, like, something I really wanted to do. And I'm 40 this year, so it was kind of a big, like, bucket list, you know, thing to tick off.
Yeah.
So, yeah, excited, but also... oh my gosh, I've got to do this now.
Yeah, so where do you begin?
I mean,
this is kind of mixture of emotions and like, oh, I've got to run a marathon, okay.
And I'd only ever run 10K before. Like, that was the furthest distance I'd ever got. So I was thinking, what have I done? What have I done? So yeah, it was a real crazy mixture of emotions. But now I'm doing it, I'm really
okay. Excited. And then, so obviously you thought, right, I better do some training. So yes. Where do we even start with training for something like the marathon?
Well, do you know what? The London Marathon have been incredibly... well, they are incredibly supportive. I've been getting weekly newsletters from them, and on the website there are different training plans. So for like advanced, intermediate or beginners, I went straight for the beginners.
Yeah.
Obviously, that was no question. And they have a 16-week training plan that you can follow. On the website, and that's basically what I've been doing, and it's sort of three runs a week, and just pushing that sort of third run a bit longer each time.
Okay,
and
building up gradually.
Building up gradually. Okay.
So have you run all 26 miles in practice, or have you not?
No, 20. I've gone up to 20, which is what they that's the recommended amount. So yeah, I'm up to 20 miles.
Oh, so right, that last 6 miles, you'll be so high on adrenaline, the crowd will be cheering, you'll be fine.
I really, really, really hope so. And like my mum and dad and my husband and my daughters are coming up, and I'm trying to persuade Andy to come up too. But yeah, we're looking into some.
Andrew, we will let you miss a show if you want to go to the London.
That's right, that's what I know.
Yeah. You can just take your headphones and your internet device with you and listen from the sidelines, you know. As long as you don't miss your sister.
No, you would never do that to you guys. This is it. No, you're far too much to him.
That dilemma.
Because he definitely is your biggest fan.
That dilemma, you'll be on the side of it, like, oh, do you cheer your sister on, or do you listen to the show?
Exactly. No, it's no question. He listens to the show.
The good news is your sister's setting off at 7 minutes past 11, so there's only 53 minutes you have to worry
about.
That's
true. That's true.
So here we go. We're going to play a Beatles song. And
I wonder who that's for.
I wonder who that's for. Help is the song you've asked for. Why did you ask for that, Andrew?
It's one of my favourites.
And why is it your favourite? You just love it, yeah?
We listened to it lots in the car when we were growing up.
It's great. We love Beatles, and it's great, though. You know, you're really passionate about music and the Beatles.
I wondered if you'd said, because I need help.
See, now.
Maybe that's it as well. Andrew, I need help.
Andrew, this is what I'm thinking. This is what you say. It's to help my sister run the marathon.
Yes, that'll be it.
It's a good segue in. Yeah.
Here's the Beatles on Radio Woken. The Beatles and Help for Andrew and for Becky.
Yes.
Who was it? We've just been told by the silent producers next door, known as their mum and dad, that their other brother, William, is listening live from Hong Kong.
It's the power of internet radio,
isn't it?
Hong
Kong.
There you go.
It's amazing.
Do you like to say anything to your brother, William?
Say hello.
Hello.
And Seb and Nat as well,
and
nephew.
There we go. They're listening to us live from Hong Kong. There'll be more from Becky, from Andrew, and from us after Taylor Swift, and that'll be on after this. This is Radio Woken. Becky was telling us that you're a supply teacher, so you've been working really hard and training and stuff.
I've been trying, yeah. I do supply all around Surrey, but mainly Woken and Guildford.
Have you told your students that you're running a marathon?
Do you know, I did. There was a year four class I taught recently, and they were surprisingly not that impressed. No, bless them. No, they were. By the end, I do. I'm really guilty of my teaching career. When before I had children, when I was a full-time teacher, I did used to talk about my personal life and tell them what's about what was going on.
Getting boundaries, isn't it?
Yeah.
But
it's nice as well, because it gets them to know that you are a real person.
A real person, and not just a robot.
Oh, yes, because what's funny is if you see a pupil you're outside school and you're sort of in the supermarket doing something completely normal. You know, you're doing your weekly shop and then you suddenly see a pupil and they look at you as if you're like an alien because they're like, what?
Out of context.
Completely out of context.
Or you're giving them a lesson on healthy eating and suddenly you're donuts in the shopping trolley.
Yes, exactly. I mean. Which would be
all
like
that
me.
Could be awkward.
Exactly.
But I guess it's almost more of a challenge because you're a supply teacher, so you turn up for a certain period of time.
Yeah.
And they have to get to know you. Then you're telling them they're running the marathon and they're like, and?
Exactly. It's nice if I can go back and teach the same class. I like that. But yeah, you're exactly right. It is tricky going in when you haven't got time to build those relationships.
So how did you get into teaching then?
Well, my mum and my dad were both teachers. My mum for 25, oh gosh, I'm going to get it wrong now, aren't I? But lots and lots of years, she was a primary school teacher and my dad taught at a college. And actually, I always said I'd never be a teacher. Isn't it funny? You see what your parents do and then you're like, I'm never going to do that. I'm never going to do that.
Yeah.
I did actually do a couple of office jobs after I graduated and then realised quite quickly that that wasn't really the route I wanted to take.
Wanted to be a teacher, that's what you want to do, and that's what you've done.
I loved working with children, I still love working with children, and I like to talk.
Okay.
Which you might have.
We like that.
Teachers like to talk.
Yes,
the opposite career could be radio, you could do that perfectly.
I would love that, the people have to listen to me. This is what, and my husband's always joking. I love an
captive audience.
And this is the thing, I have to tell them, stop, listen to me.
Being a teacher in 2023 is probably very different to, when you were at school, when we were at school. Yeah. I mean, it's got a bit high tech, and it's smart whiteboards.
Well, this is what I find as well, doing the supply teaching. I go in and every whiteboard is different. Mm-hmm. Every sound, they've got like sound boxes now. And even like, because I've joined I've been doing supply for about a year now. And things have moved on since when I was full-time teaching. So you have to be quite tech savvy
so
now.
So you basically have to like go there an hour early just to work
just
out
to
everything
work. No, you're, you say that, but yes, I honestly do. And then I feel incredibly, ridiculous. Because I'm like, if I say, how does it work? And it's just that I haven't turned the plug on.
And you get shown by one of the students.
Definitely. They love that. They love being,
let me show you how to
they're
do
like,
it.
Miss, can you just push that button there, then it'll work? And
everything's on computers, tablets and things now, rather than pens and papers, isn't it?
And kids are. I mean, my 11-year-old daughter, I'm constantly asking her. She tells me how to, do
love
certain
it.
Things on the iPad. And I know.
I'm brilliant.
Love it. So back to the London Marathon, and you're raising money for two great charities. So we mentioned Fab, and this is where Andrew comes in. He sort of persuaded you. He's like, raise money for Fab. Andrew? Tell me about Fab then, Andrew. What do you do there? What is Fab?
It's a social club.
Which meets in Woking.
Meets in Woking.
And what sort of things do you do?
Craft nights.
Oh, nice.
Play boccia.
Oh, boccia. So that's like where you throw the ball. Or roll the ball, not throw it. You tell I know a lot about it, don't you?
You like boccia, though, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
And
you go on outings as well, don't you?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you got lots of friends at Fab.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you like to say hello to anyone from Fab?
Richard Paul,
Bev and Barry. They're the people that run it locally as well.
Yeah, they're the people that run it.
Yeah. It's a really great local, it's the local branch of Fab. It's a national charity, it's got sort of branches all over the country. When Andrew Becky sort of said, let's raise money for Fab, it was kind of an obvious decision, I suppose.
Yeah, completely. Yeah. I asked Andy, so when I got the ballot place, I really wanted to raise money for either, there are so many amazing charities that have been involved with Andy since he was younger. You've had support from MenCap in the past, haven't you? He's a member of the Gateway Club and Fab Club. So I said to Andy, who should I run for? But actually, straight away you said Fab, didn't you? It was not really a question because, they've really helped give him sort of a social life, be part of a community.
Yes, and so important as well.
So important,
It must have been hard. I know during, obviously they have their face-to-face meetings, Andrew, every week, but then during the pandemic when you couldn't go to Fab, you couldn't do these activities, how did you find that?
Oh, we met twice a week.
Okay. Oh, you met her on Zoom, okay. Which is good that you can do that, but Zoom's not the same, isn't it? It's not really the same. It's everyone appears upside down or blurred or someone says something really important and they're on mute.
I've told you to put your camera the other way.
Yeah, so it's just really nice to be able to do these things, go back face to face and do activities and trips.
It's the routine as well, you like, don't you? Sort of every week you go down, don't you? And that's what you like.
Really good. So that's a great cause you're supporting, and that money will be, you know, go to such good use. The other one is Parkinson's UK, Becky. So tell me a bit about what you chose.
Yeah, so my mum was diagnosed with Parkinson's 13 years ago now. And just more recently, sort of the past year, she's found that life's just got a little bit more challenging. Her body isn't doing what she'd like it to do. I really, really wanted to raise money for research into, you know, treatments and support groups, and Parkinson's UK just felt like the right charity to help support. So yeah, that's really for my mum and everybody suffering with Parkinson's.
And this is what I love actually about, you know, people running London Marathon. Everyone's got a sort of an individual story about why they're supporting particular charities, and these stories they can be really heartwarming when you hear why people are doing it and why they're choosing certain charities to support.
Yeah, and also like it has actually really helped me in my training because, you know, Andy has struggled with his mobility and he is on a scooter and needs a walking aid. So actually, I just feel really privileged to actually be able to run the marathon for him and for my mum. And in my training, I do think that, because when I'm, you know, I'm not a long distance runner. I don't find running easy. Why am I even doing it? I don't really enjoy it. I'm talking myself out of it now. It's never been something that I found has come naturally to me, but actually thinking about Andy and thinking about my mum really has helped me keep going with my training, and I will definitely
on those cold dark nights when there's a real challenge.
I've been out in the wind, the rain, the wind. I'm actually a little bit concerned because it's going to be a lot hotter, I think, next Sunday, and I'm so used to running in the cold freezing rain, but next week when I am running it, I think it's really important to say to Andy while he's here and to my mum that even though they won't be running it, they will be, because the reason I'm doing it is for them. And if I think about it does make me quite emotional because I am just so grateful that I can run the marathon.
Yes,
I hope.
Yeah.
Yes, and you'll be absolutely fine. That'll be
good inspiration.
Yeah, they are totally.
When you're on about mile 21, they'd go, why did I do this?
I'll be cursing them in my head then. I'm joking. They're going to get me through. They're going to get me through. You will.
Well, we follow each other on social media now. This is what you do. Do you have the records to play? Well, that's enjoying that great song, of course, the TLC. So there you go.
But I think we got some important business to do, because actually we should let everyone know how they can support Becky and how the fundraising going, because I imagine you've been hopefully doing quite well.
Well, do you know what, I've been so touched by friends and family and mums at the school gate that, you know, I just say hello to and I'm like, oh wow, they've just given me £20. Everybody's been so generous. I've got a team page on Just Giving, because I'm raising money for two charities. It makes it a little bit more complicated. I have two pages, one for the Fab Club and one for Parkinson's, but they are joined together on my team page. So it gives like a running total of what I've earned for both charities, but then it also shows the split. I said on my Just Giving page, you know, I didn't expect people to donate to both charities, but, you know, just to see which one didn't have as much and maybe donate to that. But yeah, everybody's been super, super generous. So my Just Giving page, you can actually search, if you go to Just Giving, you can put the search in for my name, Becky Spivey, and it will come up with my two pages. But the link is justgiving.com, and then it's /team/ Becky Spivey. But actually, I don't make it easy because I spell my name. Most people spell B-E-C-K-Y, but I spell it B-E-C-C-Y, and then Spivey is S-P-Y-V-E-E, which I spend my life. I went from Smith before I was married. It was really easy, Becky Smith, you know. But then, now I spend my life spelling out Spivey.
Okay.
That must...
Yeah.
That must be fun for you in the classroom as well.
Oh, do you know, this, yeah. I've got a trick now. I say they've got it because I get called everything. Spider, spivvy, spy roll as well. But then actually you just get the taps where they start going, teacher, teacher, when they've just completely given up. But no, I try and say it's like a spy, which I'm not, and then the letter V.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What I try and say.
Oh, there you go.
So what do you know that's in the classroom? Do kids nowadays go by first names or?
No, it's still Mrs. Yeah, Mrs. Spivey. Yeah, not first name terms.
Okay.
Although I think some schools might actually. Having said that, I shouldn't speak for.
Send if your pupils listening now. Know what your first name is?
Oh yeah, they do. Which they actually love that when they find out your first name. It's like the biggest thing. They're like, I know your first name. I'm like, oh wow, well done.
If you're in tomorrow, they'll be like, we know your first name.
Yeah, they will. That's exactly what they'll say as well. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We'll be back with Mrs. Spivey and Andrew in a bit.
This is Radio Woking.
It is indeed, and it's Laura on Sunday with you till midday, so not very long now. We've got 8 minutes, and we've had our own little producer from next door.
Yes, love it. So a big hello to Aaron, Cynthia, Lindia, Stephen, Linda, Stephen and Jane. They are all members of Woking Fab. I know we're all friends you like to hang out with and go on trips and do all sorts of things. So. Okay, so Andrew, what's the best thing about Fab, Woking Fab for you, would you say? What's one really good thing you can tell us about Fab?
Going on trips.
Oh, where do you go? Seaside?
Yeah, we've been to seaside.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'm familiar with Woking Fab. I know some of the amazing trips you go on.
We go to Chichester the weekend.
Oh, so you have a whole weekend where we get to meet some new people and get up to mischief, yeah? Okay.
Should we talk about what happens at those weekends?
Do we talk about that? Or what happens at a fan weekend stays at a fan weekend? Is that how it is?
Yeah.
And actually, what do you think about your sister Becky doing the marathon, raising money for Fab?
It's amazing.
Oh.
Yeah.
And what would you like to say to Becky?
Good luck.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. I'm going to need
someone
it.
Someone pass Becky a tissue.
I'm incredibly emotional. Don't.
Okay. And what's for you? I mean, how when you actually do the marathon, you're actually running it, I mean, what's kind of like worrying you, kind of practicalities? Is there anything that...
Do you know what? It's interesting you say, because actually I think I am really nervous about actually just getting there. So yesterday, what we ended up doing was my husband and my three children, we all got the train to exactly where I'd need to go, to Blackheath, and we walked to find where the start line would be, just to sort of ease those anxieties.
Okay.
Because, you know, what if my train's cancelled? What if I can't get there? Those sorts of things.
Are you getting super early?
Yeah, I am.
I have to say, I don't think the trains will be cancelled next week.
Let's hope
the
not.
Rail services will know the marathon's on.
Yes,
and
yes.
They need to get you there.
But I have been just really worrying about, worrying that I definitely had a place. I had a little panic the other night and was like, and I know I've got a place, but I went back to my emails and checked, you know, that I had. So it's funny, things like that. I'm really, really anxious. So I'm hoping that, you know, because I'm really anxious about all those things, when I get there on the day, that will all just, I can just enjoy.
Yeah.
Somebody said to me that actually the training is the hard part, and actually you've got to think about the London Marathon as like your victory lap. And I really hope I do that.
That's a nice way of looking at it.
But I'm sure I'll cry. I'm sure I'll be feeling emotional because I'll be exhausted. But I'm sure there'll be, you know, happiness and excitement.
Is there a plan for afterwards? So, I mean, you know, taking it out, doing the marathon and completing it. I mean, how are you going to recover? What's your recovery plan?
So I'm hoping if my husband is listening.
Which we believe he is.
John.
Right. A lovely spa day wouldn't go amiss, you know, the next day. But no, I'm not hopeful. I'll just a day off. I'm not working on the Monday. I'm going to take the day off. I've heard things like, I think I'm going to be walking quite special the next day on the school run as well.
Oh,
I have to get my kids to school the next day. But then, just have a rest.
Long hot soak somewhere.
Oh, yes.
Lie down.
And if your children are listening, breakfast in bed would be a good idea.
Isla, Amber, Rosie, you're hear that. Yeah, breakfast in bed.
There you go.
That'd be lovely.
Let's get those messages out.
Yeah, exactly. Those would be important stuff.
Good luck. Not if you're going to need it. You'll be amazing.
Thank you.
And, support some great causes there.
I think I'm going to give Andrew one last job. Andrew, which song of the two on the screen do I play? Do we do Beautiful South or Anastasia?
Beautiful South.
Okay, there we go. I'd have gone for that.
Well, I think it'll be our last song of the show, thank you for listening.
Thank you, Becky. Thank you, Andrew, for coming in. It'd be really lovely to see you.
Thank you for having us.
Nice to have you finally in the studio, Andrew. Yes. Thanks for listening. We'll see you soon.
See ya. This is Radio Woking.